Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this one, I do it on two different days so we get the most information, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. So, it's been kind of an interesting week. We did manage to get our first vaccine shot, and the second one is coming in a couple of weeks. So that makes me feel pretty lucky. My husband, as you know, has cancer, so we're concerned about him catching anything. So there we go. I'm feeling quite chipper about that. So let's see what we get for the next few weeks. Ah, dear child, so much is happening within your body and within the bodies of other beings listening to the show. What is happening is, in essence, you are turning inside out, which is kind of a difficult term to understand or phrase to understand, for it seems odd to say you're inside out. What we are saying is, more and more you are wearing your heart outside as well as inside. As you rest, as you nurture, as you do what is necessary according to your inner voice, you will find that you are more caring of other people, more concerned of other people. You find it delightful to say hi to a complete stranger, or you feel bad for others, or you know, that kind of thing. That's what we are speaking of. For the first part of 2020, when the disease COVID was so rampant, more and more you were thinking of yourself and what was necessary, whether you believed in COVID or not. That's not the issue, but it changed your life, and so you were thinking more of yourself. Now more and more you're thinking of others. Now, some of you perhaps have never stopped thinking of others, and that is fine. That is neither here nor there. What we are saying is, the world is changing. Until recently, there was a focus on the economy, how much money you could make, how much money you could display, how much you were better or not as good as someone else because of the money you had, of the titles you had, and that has shifted dramatically. So it is now, is the heart is becoming more important, more and more important daily. Is if someone has more money, that is delightful, but what are they doing with those resources? You see, instead of just having it or displaying it, it's more, what are you doing with them? Which is a heart-based thought. And we wish to reiterate that, in truth, it is none of your business what they are doing with the money. We're using that as an example because each individual has a unique path. But what we were saying is, those with resources are starting to feel the need to support others. Not everyone. Those totally meshed in 3D won't be that concerned, you know, with how others are faring. But the new model in the world is caring for yourself and for others. And you see, the old fear-based model was caring for yourself in a monetary fashion. And of course, that is condensing thousands of thoughts and actions into one phrase that is quite simplistic. But you know what? Whereof we speak. You know, I have a better title than you, I have a bigger house than you, I have a better car than you, therefore I am better than you. You see, that was the trend in the fear-based 3D. The trend now, and it will become more and more evident week by week, month by month, is that I have resources, and how can I share those resources, whether it be a smile, how are you today, and actually listen to what someone has to say? Do you see what we're saying? It is not necessarily monetary. It is more a sense of feeling. You know, the common phrase in the United States is, how are you? And you say fine. That is just a common phrase, whether you feel fine or not. And now that how are you will be spoken from the heart. You know, you'll want to be near that person because that phrase will be spoken from the heart. And even though what we are trying to tell you is somewhat difficult to put into words, because all we can paint are broad strokes of color here and there. But those people with unique intuition in 3D, with heartfelt thoughts and actions, were not revered. It was the people that had, again, the largest house, the biggest title, the most elegant clothing, the displays that were outside. And now it's the inner displays that are going to be important and become more and more important daily. Now, some of you are concerned or probably enmeshed or possibly enmeshed in the fear-mongering, the need to say you are right politically, which is not spoken from the heart necessarily. It is more about I am right and you are wrong. And we will tell you, perhaps sometimes slowly, sometimes rapidly, you'll lose interest in that motif. It just, one day you'll wake up and it'll just be, why am I wanting to hurt someone else, either emotionally or physically? Why do I want to do that? You see? So the world is changing in ways that you have always dreamed of. And that is not to say that everybody will be poor or that everybody will be rich or that everybody, but that you will be comfortable with where you are and what you have. Let us go back to a childlike action to help you understand. When you are a young child, it does not matter what color your playmate is, nor how much that playmate's parents have. You either like or dislike being with that child. It's just an innate feeling. You feel comfortable, you have fun with that child, or you don't. You see? It is from the heart. Is I mesh with this person from my heart, or I do not as a child. And that is what we are saying. It is not about race or income or anything. It is an innate feeling from the heart. And so some of you will, oh, I don't know, let us say, win the lottery and give all your money away. And others of you will win the lottery and maintain that money, but do other things that are helpful to the world. You know, it does not, as long as it's from the heart, it does not matter. There are no rights or wrongs, you see? Just as before, as long as it was through fear, there were no rights or wrongs. And even though that is perhaps a difficult concept for you to understand at this time, hindsight will tell you that money and titles and being with the right people was about fear, not about love, you see? And so now it will be about from the heart, from love, from compatibility, from no matter the income or the title or the job or whatever, it doesn't matter anymore. And that is how you are wearing your heart on your sleeve. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Goodbye.